Chapter 3 Castle Grounded. The morning felt much warmer than the previous one. Princess Cadence took it as a good indication that winter would be fully wrapped up soon, perfect timing to execute her brilliant idea. As she trotted across the castle grounds to go inspect the venue with a sleepy, shiny armor in tow, Cadence began to brainstorm all the ways to make this heart song do-over a success. Along with fragrant flowers and sunshine, there would have to be topiaries, of course. She'd seen that much in her vision. The rest of the details were open to improvisation. They could hold a parade, with floats decorated entirely with fresh flowers. And perhaps she'd commission the bakers to make a violet cream cake. "Hurry up, Shining Armor," Cadence urged. "We have so much to do." The couple wasn't even halfway to the garden before they were interrupted. A beefy stallion from the Royal Guard galloped over, looking precise and perfect as ever. He was out of breath.
"Your Majesties," he said with a bow, "I do beg your pardon, but I have an important scroll from Princess Celestia."
"It's no problem at all," Cadence returned his bow. "Thank you for your promptness in delivering it. Where's the scroll?"
"Apologies, Princess," the guard said, blushing. "But the scroll is meant for Commander Shining Armor's eyes only. Royal Guard business, strict instructions."
The prince, who was still a bit bleary-eyed, straightened as if he were under inspection by an invisible chief commander.
"Really?"
He used the magic from his unicorn horn to unfurl it and quickly scanned the contents. Whatever it was, his expression was quite serious.
"Bad news?" Cadence pried, leaning in her pink muzzle to sneak a peek.
But Shining Armor rolled it back up quickly before she was able to make out anything on the page. Shining Armor smoothed down his messy blue mane.
"It's just pretty much that I've been told to hold our new Royal Guard recruitment trials early. Celestia wants me to start right away."
"What a strange request," Cadence tilted her head, causing her golden crown to glint in the morning sunlight.
"Did she say why?"
The princesses didn't normally keep things from one another. Not unless there was a good reason.
"No, she just explained that it was important to take precautions."
Shining Armor pulled Cadence into a hug.
"But I've got it all taken care of, so don't worry."
He leaned in and touched his horn to Cadence's, nuzzling her face. He lowered his voice to a whisper.
"Please, get some pony to help you with all this. I know how you like to do everything yourself, but I don't want you to wear yourself out."
"You worry far too much,"
Princess Cadence said with a smile and a wink.
"I'm perfectly capable. Besides, it'll be really simple. Just a few decorations, and we'll be ready for spring."
"Okay," Shining Armor lifted a brow, "but just leave the training fields alone."
"Nope, I'm decorating those too," she teased as she waved at Shining Armor and his guard.
Then Cadence set off to finish the task at hoof, feeling more excited with each trot. This was going to be so much fun and the perfect way to power the Crystal Heart. A crumbling signpost in the near distance guided the way. It read, "Empire Garden by Master Gardener A.S. Cadence followed the arrow and came upon a set of partially shattered crystal gates. As she gingerly pushed them open and pranced inside, the pink princess gasped at her surroundings, utterly speechless because of what she saw. It certainly was a sight to behold, but not the nice one she'd expected. Instead of a well-manicured place to frolic and play, the garden was nothing but a dilapidated mess.